Blackstone Publishing presents The Scandal of the Century and Other Writings by Gabriel Garcia Marquez, translated by Anne McLean, foreword by John Lee Anderson, edited by Cristobal Pera. This book is read by Bernardo de Paula. Foreword. The world recognizes Gabriel Garcia Marquez as an extraordinary novelist, the beloved creator of Colonel Aureliano Buendia and of Macondo, of the epic love between Fermina Daza and Florentino Ariza, of the death of Santiago Nazar, and of the colossal solitary dictator of the Autumn of the Patriarch. For all of this, he received the maximum literary recognition possible, a Nobel Prize, and when he did, the Spanish-speaking world rejoiced at the sight of one of their own, one of the 17 children of the telegraphist of Aracataca, standing before the Swedish monarchs to receive his distinction. But Garcia Marquez, or Gabo, the affectionate nickname by which he was known in the Hispanic world, was more than a novelist. He is also remembered for having been the friend and confidant of Fidel Castro and Bill Clinton, as well as Julio Cortázar and Carlos Fuentes and his other colleagues of the boom, and for having been the husband of Mercedes Barca and the father of two sons, Gonzalo and Rodrigo. And when he died in 2014, multitudes of people thronged to his funeral, which was held in the beautiful Palace of Bellas Artes in the capital of Mexico, his longtime country of residence. When Juan Manuel Santos, who was then the president of Colombia, Gabo's birthplace, said that he had been the best Colombian of all time, no one challenged the assertion. In addition to all of that, Gabo was a journalist. Journalism was, in a sense, his first true love, and like all first loves, it was the longest lasting. The profession of journalism helped form him as a writer, which is something he recalled forever afterward. His admiration for journalism reached the point where he proclaimed it on one occasion with his characteristic generosity to be the best job in the world. Gabo's hyperbole was inspired by a sentiment of genuine respect and affection toward a profession that he made his own at the same time as he took his first steps as a writer. In 1947, his first year at the Universidad Nacional in Bogotá, Gabo's first short stories were published in the daily newspaper El Espectador. He already wanted to become a writer, but had entered law school in order to please his father. It was not long, however, before Gabo's academic life was interrupted by political violence. The April 1940...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?